Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 27th of August, 2025. Today's topic is Problem of Procrastination. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 24, verses 22 through 27. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them, and said, When Lysias the chief captain shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul, and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. Verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul, and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled, and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener, and communed with him. But after 2 years Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 24 verses 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. The apostle pointed out the obligations of righteousness, temperance, and of the judgment to come to Felix to make him see the need of repentance, forgiveness, and of the grace of the gospel in order to appease God, who is willing to accept those who are penitent or are of a contrite heart. However, Felix did not take the advantage of the opportunity of reconciling with God through the sound teaching of Paul. The sermon on the impending judgment of God that will come upon sinners, as carefully and pungently preached by Paul, is enough to make the stoutest heart to tremble and further lead it to repentance. Unfortunately, Felix only trembled, but did not go further to repent and usher himself into the waiting hands of Jesus to receive his warm embrace. Rather, he procrastinated. Many youths like Felix fear the consequences of sin, yet continue to procrastinate and postpone their days of salvation until it becomes late. Dear friend, do not delay your salvation any longer, because you are not in control of the next second of your life. Quote for the day: Do not delay your salvation any longer. The challenge for today is: Opportunity lost can never be regained. Prayer. Father, help me to act now before it is too late. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheroveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.